Network presents Eddie Cotton's 21st Jazz Concert. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over America. Cheerio to all our Canadian listeners tuned in to the stations of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Saludos amigos to the aficionados of hot music throughout the 20 Latin Americas. And hello, buddy, to some new listeners. I'd like to tell you just who they are. Everyone who participates in these concerts is very proud of a certain package of mail that arrived here this week. It was stamped official business, and it came from the U.S. Army. It contained letters from United States soldiers and sailors up in the Aleutians and down in the Caribbean, from the Southwest Pacific and from the North Atlantic, from France, from Newfoundland, from all sorts of places. You see, the Armed Forces Radio Service has been short-waving Eddie's programs by transcription to our troops all around the world. And we're happy to report that the boys overseas really get a jolt out of these recitals. But today finds Eddie and the mob in the bullpen warming up for the big concert at Carnegie Hall on Monday evening, October 16th. When Eddie will present 30 of the world's greatest hot musicians in his first formal concert of the new season. You've just heard some of those same virtuosi improvising on At Sundown. At the Steinway was Gene Schrader. At the bass, Max Kaminsky's protege, Jack Lesberg. The Guadalcanal corroded, taped-up trumpet was played by the one and only Maxie Kaminsky. Our Latin American ambassador, the master of the baritone saxophone, Senor Ernie Caceres. The trombonist with a Tiffany tone, Miff Mole. and the great New Orleans clarinetist, Edmund Hall. And the only member of our group who's made a go of grand opera, Cozy Cole of Carmen Jones. And there's only one way to find out what's next on the program. We'll have to ask conductor Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins, and you other two people. This next song is a song that's closely associated with a fellow named Thomas Fats Waller. And it's called Squeeze Me. Years ago, Joe Sullivan and myself wandered into a nightclub, blindfolded, to hear a piano player. I've heard that same fellow play numerous times since, but not quite enough. He's going to play for us now. His name is Willie the Lion Smith. The Lion's going to play one of his own compositions called Concentrating. Take it, Bill. That song we're dedicating to little 3-year-old John Pesky, who has attended every show we've done with the exception of today. He's home with some croup, and I hope he wins. Now, that guy is here again. After you hear this, you'll know what I mean by again. Ladies and gentlemen, Edmund Hall. With a few stoppers back there, such as Gene Schrader, Cozy Cole, and Jack Lesberg, Ed is going to play It's Been So Long. Fred Robbins said something concerning our being in the bullpen today. Well, that's the way Edmund Hall played that. I wonder just what Ed's got up his sleeve at, or rather for, Carnegie Hall. They have a lot of sleeves and a lot of excitement. This next number features a fellow named Muggsy Spanier. You know, Muggsy's more or less flirted with the big league baseball group as a participating pitcher. It seems as though Muggsy always had one thought in mind concerning the catcher. And that was, Mandy, make up your mind. Muggsy, you got it. One, two, boom. That must have made somebody well. Did me. Well, this girl is here again. No guessing, it's just Lee Wiley. And that same author, George Gershwin. The name of this song is Someone to Watch Over Me.
to my heart, he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put us to sleep? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone.
Next vocalist, Fred Robin.
Thank you, Mr. Condon. Just a couple of vocal words about how you're going to round up the Barefoot Gang now for the impromptu ensemble. And while you do, Eddie, I'm thinking about the impromptu ensemble Carnegie Hall concert with 30 of the world's greatest hot musicians improvising together. The backstage chatter around here has been terrific. All the boys agree that there have never been so many famous hot musicians on the same stage before. Next Saturday, here at the Ritz Theater, same time, same station, same kind of USA music. We'll be around again, and the featured artists will be three great Chicagoans who, incidentally, are part of that crew. It's going to make a little history in Carnegie Hall. George Wetling, now with Paul Whiteman. Jess Stacy, who's in New York to organize his own orchestra. Joe Marsala of 52nd Street. Billy Butterfield. Mr. Red McKenzie. And we're trying to arrange a real surprise for you on trombone. Eddie, you set?
Take it, Gene.
Duke Ellington's jazz concerts are produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins.
There's a presidential election around the corner, a job of reconversion to be thought of, and 12 million veterans will return one day soon. These are only a few of our national problems, yours and mine. We are all seeking more information about these problems, information that will be given us by such famous Americans as General Somerville, Admiral Nimitz, Bernard Baruch, and many others, on three special broadcasts to be presented on the Blue Network in conjunction with the New York Herald Tribune's 13th Annual Forum. They begin Monday night, October 16th. The series is called Builders of the World Ahead. Don't miss it. It will answer a lot of questions for you. Builders of the World Ahead, brought to you by the Blue Network, will be broadcast October 16th, 17th, and 18th.